Dr. Pinsky dictating Mount IME on August 21 regarding John Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N. You may not be aware that I previously evaluated Mr. Nicholson as described in the report above, but this pertained to injuries he alleged to have sustained on 8-30-10 involving his head, cervical spine, and right shoulder. But he's now a 55-year-old male who reports he was injured again at work on 9-14-20. Pretty was sanding a ceiling overhead. Pretty grabbed on the pole and jerked his shoulder. Pretty did go to AtlantiCare afterwards. Pretty had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of rotator cuff and labral tears repaired surgically. Pretty is no longer receiving any active treatment. Notwithstanding my prior evaluation, he denies any previous problems or injuries to the involved areas. Pretty states that at one point he threw a 46-pound bucket and his shoulder popped again. Pretty returned to Dr. Lipschultz and treated for 1 week, after which he was cleared for modified duty. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Nicholson alleged he was sanding a ceiling on 9-14-20 and injured his right shoulder. Bed medical records show he underwent an MRI of the shoulder on 10-15-20 to be inserted here. New paragraph. On 9-16-20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gray, G-R-A-Y. He noted a surgical history remarkable for left shoulder arthroscopy in 1998, as well as right knee ACL reconstruction in 2003. Pretty also suffered from ADHD, asthma, and sleep apnea. Dr. Gray diagnosed complete tear of the right rotator cuff and performed a corticosteroid injection to it. He followed Mr. Nicholson's progress over the next few months. On 10-19-20, he reviewed the MRI personally, showing a significant amount of arthritis in the AC joint. There was also a little glenohumeral arthritic disease. He had a lot of swelling in the subacromial space. There is some occipital tendonitis as well. In paragraph, Dr. Lipschultz performed an orthopedic evaluation on 11-9-20. He ascertained a more detailed history of the mechanism of injury. Mr. Nicholson was doing overhead sanding drywall. He was using an extension pole, and the ceiling was about 10 feet in height. He hit a light fixture and felt a pop from his right shoulder. Was seen at urgent care, and then orthopedically by Dr. Gray. Dr. Gray had performed 2 injections, but he had not yet had therapy. He did have a prior right shoulder surgery in 1997 in the form of a decompression. He also had prior left shoulder surgery. Dr. Lipschultz noted the results of the right shoulder MRI from 10-15-20. It showed cystic changes around the insertion of the anterior supraspinatus at the tuberosity. He had significant degenerative changes at the AC joint. There was evidence of partial tearing of the rotator cuff, but no full thickness tearing. A third corticosteroid injection was instilled, and he was referred for physical therapy. On 11-30-20, he reported completing 3 weeks of therapy, but remained symptomatic. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. New paragraph. On 12-18-20, surgery was done to be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively on 12-28-20. X-rays showed excellent resection of the distal clavicle. 6 weeks of physical therapy were ordered. His progress was once again monitored. He had a an MRI arthrogram of the shoulder on 8/4/21 to be inserted here. Per Dr. Litchfield's review, this with him on 8/10/21. Appeared to have a good range of motion and strength. Appeared there was concern about whether he could do normal work installing sheetrock. Appeared the petitioner did not feel capable of doing so at that time. Appeared Dr. Litchfield deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement with permanent restrictions. Period. Physical exam. The extremities and upper spectrum revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active right shoulder abduction and flexion were to 130 degrees. Passively, these were somewhat improved. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Appeared the rest of that is normal. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive rear impingement maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions on 9/14/20. John Nicholson injured his right shoulder while sanding drywall above his head. Period. He came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Gray and had an MRI of the right shoulder on 10/15/20. To be inserted. Period. Injection therapy was instituted. Period. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He noted the petitioner had undergone prior right shoulder surgery. Period. This corresponds with my prior evaluation, although the petitioner currently denies this was the case. Period. Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery on 12/18/20 to be inserted here. Period therapy was rendered postoperatively. Period an MRI of the shoulder with arthrogram was done on 8/4/21 to be inserted here. Period as of 8/10/21, Dr. Lipschultz released him from care with permanent restrictions. Period a paragraph I will insert. What is marked from my prior report relative to his earlier injury here. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. He had intact strength. Period. Near impingement elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial total disability referral to the right shoulder. Period. Some of this may be ascribed to his earlier injury and surgery, as well as degenerative arthritis. Period. End.